In Western Equatoria, several state ministers and the Nagiro County Commissioner have disappeared after South Sudan's President Salva Kiir dismissed Governor Alfred Futio last month. The officials, including the state ministers of Information and Communication, Public Service, Finance and Planning, have been in hiding since February 10th. They are members of the Sudan People's Liberation Movement in opposition, led by First Vice President Riek Machar. Elia Dominic Osini is the State Minister of Information and Communication, and he spoke to this program from a hidden location. Osini says he and some other officials relocated to several areas of the country, and others left the country after the security situation in Yambio deteriorated.
The town was not under control. It was not under any security. That is why we managed to take cover, and now we are within the country, and we are now still a government of Western Equatorial State. There was a propaganda released that we are now nowhere. I call it propaganda. About our coming back, we are in good communication with my acting governor. We are coming back to the state, of course. We are not relieved from our position, as we have not yet cleared our position out, because I was not relieved. How will I lose my job?
Osin says they continue to maintain contact with the senior leaders, including First Vice President Machar and the acting governor of Western Equatoria. Daniel Badagbo is the acting governor. He says the officials have refused to return to work, although he has offered them security services.
Futio was the only person who was relieved by the president. The question is, what did these people do their fearing from? Because if I have already told them to resume their office, whom are they going to work now with? Because I'm the acting now here. They are supposed to come and work. There's no reason why they have to run. They have to return back to the office. There is no any security threat. A member of a unity government can never fear from his own forces. Any government official, like a minister, is entitled to even have their bodyguards. I need all the ministers, all the MPs, and everybody to report to their office.
Badagbo says the state is committed to providing security for the SPLM-IO officials, because their absence means work is not done.
If the ministers are not in their offices, the government machinery and apparatus will be affected. Because if I want the ministers to do something or what they have planned to do, if they are not there, there is a bit of a deficit in doing the work.
Samuel Ted Machar is the acting police commissioner of Western Equatorial State, and he says Yambio is safe.
The security situation in Yambio or in Western Equatoria in general is normal, and also the crimes, it has also reduced. It's not like before that people are robbing in the roads and all this. So at this time around, you can walk normal up to Najero, and you can also from Najero up to Munduri East and West.
Last month, some top state officials with the Sudan People's Liberation Movement in opposition under the first Vice President Riek Machar said their members had been assaulted in Yambio after President Kiir fired Governor Futio. Shortly after he was dismissed, Futio's home in Yambio reportedly was attacked by people linked to the South Sudan People's Defense Forces, prompting him to flee. For VOA News, I am Matias Samuel Timatio, reporting from Western Equatorial State Capital, Yambio.